Prince in Christ, there is a critical moment that happens in the gospel this morning. It's Jesus' farewell discourse, where he shared with the disciples, and in particular the 12 apostles, that he's going to return to the Father. He's going to leave them, will no longer be present in their lives the way that they had known him. And there's a danger that exists, and certainly the disciples would have felt the presence and anxiety of that danger, that their love could grow cold when the lover is separated from the beloved. There's always a danger that the love can grow cold. And not just for the 12 apostles, but for you and for me. We who have never listened to the voice of Christ teaching about the kingdom of God, you and I who have never seen him perform signs and wonders and the miracles, have never spoken to him face to face the way that they had. There's always a danger that our love could grow cold, not having known him in that way. Now, Christ answers that question definitively in the gospel. But we'll come back to that in just a moment. But there's always a danger that that initial passion, that initial fervor, that initial desire that we have for another person, and especially for God, can grow cold. It can happen and does happen in marriage. It can happen and does happen in families and in our relationships and friendships. And certainly it can happen within a community, in particular in the church. We've been listening to the Acts of the Apostles since Easter Sunday. Week after week now, we're hearing about St. Peter, who has been evangelizing and teaching about Christ crucified and risen from the dead. And eventually he's joined by St. Paul. And thousands of people are being baptized, converting to the faith, their lives transformed by that saving message. St. Philip, in the Acts of the Apostles this morning, goes down to Samaria and heals the sick. He's casting out demons. He's preaching the gospel. And we're told that the passion and love for God reached a fever pitch. There was great joy in that place. The church is alive. The church is on fire in the Acts of the Apostles. But there will come a time, as happens down through the centuries, where that love for Christ and for the gospel will grow cold. In a particular way, I would point out what happened here in the city of Rome in the 16th century. And so it was after the Renaissance, these great works of art, tremendous works of architecture, awesome things had happened for people to grow in their faith. But then the love began to grow cold towards the middle of the 16th century here in the city of Rome. And there were several reasons for that. A horrible event happened in the year 1527. It was the sack of Rome. Some 20,000 soldiers from Germany and Spain had come in and run roughshod over the city, had murdered thousands of people. Horrible event for the city of Rome. And the population went from some 55 or 60,000 persons that lived here down to 10,000. There was a depopulation of the city. And for those who remained, there was a malaise spiritually that fell upon the people. They weren't practicing their faith. There was widespread corruption, particularly among the clergy. The priests were not celebrating the sacraments for which they had been ordained. And that spread throughout the people as well. They were no longer practicing their faith. The love for God had grown cold. And in that time period, God called a man named Philip Neri to respond to that crisis of faith. Philip was a young man from Florence, where the Renaissance had begun. And he came to the city of Rome and felt God calling him to reach out and to reignite the faith of those around him. He was very dynamic, very charismatic. Many times he would see dozens of young men standing around on the street corner, doing nothing. And he would approach them and say with great sincerity and great love, "When will we begin to do great things for God?" And people were cut to the heart when he would speak to them like that, that they converted, that they changed their lives, sometimes one at a time, sometimes groups of people, began to practice the faith once again. Philip Neri was known as the Apostle of Rome. That like St. Peter and like St. Paul, who were sent by God to begin the Catholic faith, St. Philip Neri was sent by God to re-evangelize the city of Rome. Perhaps feeling overwhelmed by that very reality, in the year 1544, on the eve of Pentecost, St. Philip Neri went to the catacombs of St. Sebastian. By himself, entered the darkness of those caverns, and he begged God for an increase of the Holy Spirit. He felt desperately that he needed the Holy Spirit to help him to evangelize the city the way God was calling him to. And for several hours, nothing happened. There was no answer from God to the prayers of St. Philip. Until suddenly, over his head in that dark place, appeared a globe of fire. You can imagine how it lit up the darkness of that cavern. And suddenly that globe of fire entered into his mouth and began to convulse within his body. And he began to shake, and his heart began to beat so quickly that he begged the Lord to make it stop because he thought he was going to die. Not of pain, but of joy. The joy was so overwhelming for him, he thought he was going to die in that place. God sent him forth from that experience to re-evangelize the city, to preach the gospel, to change the lives of thousands of people. And that is the response of Jesus Christ to the question in the gospel this morning of whether or not the love will grow cold. The Holy Spirit, fire, is God's answer to the difficulty of love growing cold. Jesus says to the disciples in the gospel this morning, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth. You know him because he remains with you and will be in you." The Holy Spirit, who was in St. Philip Neri, because of our baptism, is in us, reigniting the fire of love, helping us with passion, with desire, to follow the path of Christ in our world that desperately needs to hear the gospel message. And so we can ask ourselves this morning, where has the love grown cold in my own relationships? Where has the love grown cold in the church? For many reasons. We ask this morning for fire. We ask for the power of the Holy Spirit to reignite our hearts. We pray this morning, "Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love, Send forth your Spirit, O Lord, and they shall be created, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that in that same Spirit they may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation. Through the same Christ our Lord.